The labor and mediation expert Austin Gami has asked government to dismiss striking doctors for persistently refusing to return to the hospitals to work. Speaking to Radio Ghana after government released the roadmap to resolve the impasse, Mr. Gami said it is now clear that the GMA leadership is deliberately prolonging the industrial action to the detriment of the taxpayers at whose cost they were trained to save lives. He said several appeals to the doctors to return to work should be enough to begin serious negotiations. He spoke to George Ankwa.
The point is that the source of resolving labor disputes have been properly outlined in our Labor Act in LI 1822. The National Labor Commission is the place to go. So anybody, whether you are an employer, whether you are a worker or union, and you have a grievance, the only place to go is the National Labor Commission. It is not limited to the whims and caprices of any individual or group of people to decide to take the life of people for granted and be on strike forever. It is not permissible. And the employer have a right also to either decide to dismiss them without notice under the present circumstance or decide to gamble with the life of the people. The choice is theirs.
The way the situation is currently, if you were to be in the seat, what will you do immediately to resolve it?
I would dismiss them immediately because we don't have them. The point is that we don't have doctors. They say they will not work, so presumably we don't have them. So for my records to be straight, so I can now request for people who are willing to work with me, get out from my business. And this is not a place where you are gathering iron mongrel to go and sell to people who need it to mix up. No, this is about life and death. And you have been trained by the taxpayers' money, albeit your parents contributed immensely to it, but that does not give you license to deliberately and intentionally slaughter people. This is employer-employee relationship.
Mr. Gami said some doctors in and outside Ghana are willing to work. Government should therefore look for those doctors and go into a gentleman agreement with them to take over the government hospitals.
So I don't believe there is any political connotation in this matter. I don't buy it. The GMA members are grown-ups. They are matured. They have the capacity to think. So I don't believe they are being pushed by any politician. No, I'm not for that. They are not obeying the labor laws of Ghana. So the employer has a right to report the matter to the Labor Commission, and the Labor Commission will give the directive. Or the employer, under the present circumstance, can also dismiss them without notice and look for fresh people to come and work for them. That is the solution.
I was discussing this issue with a colleague, doctor. And he had a view that government previously allowed certain things to go way higher. That is why, or go bad, that is why the situation is like this. And his opinion is that they have allowed most of the doctors to establish their private clinics. They send government equipment and medicines to those clinics and work in those clinics. And government does not do anything. The chief executives of those hospitals do not do anything. They sell their government medicine, send some of them to their clinics and all that kind of thing. They are living in government bungalows. Now that it is clear that from the labor point of view, they must be dismissed, why wouldn't they also be sacked from their bungalows?
It's just a matter of course. I mean, if you are dismissed and I've given you facility for the purpose of you to function, then the things revert to me. Even your ID card will revert to me. The priority is that I've heard many people appealing. I myself initially appealed, but we don't need to appeal to people to go and work. Who appealed to you to go to work today?
No.
Who appealed to somebody else to go to work? Nobody. You have signed on a contract to go to work. So if you're not working, you are not to be paid. If you're not working, you are not to be seen as part of the system. They become a living ghost. So they should get out from the system so that people who are willing and ready to work, there are Ghanaian doctors living in Ghana and outside who might be willing to come and work. the condition that under which they will work will be discussed between them and employers in a civilized way. That's how it should be.